entire community, so she'll learn in the schools of her neshama. Okay, so on page 64, we're learning about tefillin. So I think we're up to Gimel, yes. Harash, the Rush, right? Rabbeinu Asher, back of every Gemara. Hayamasader habrachas ad at oter Yisrael b'sifara. He would say that, you know, we have all those morning brachas. So he would say until oter Yisrael b'sifara, ve'az haya meiniak tefillin, and then he would put on a tefillin before oter Yisrael b'sifara. Right, Oter Yisrael. Some crowns in the Jewish people with tiferes, splendor, whatever that means. Tiferes, whatever that means too. So he would again. So he'd say all those brachas in the morning, right? So on and so forth, and then he'd stop before Oter Yisrael b'sifara. And then at that point, he would put on tefillin, and he would make the bracha, and at that point, he would make the bracha, besides the brachas on tefillin, obviously. But also, now the idea, obviously, is because, like we said before, there was a language that I think I pointed out, right, in Beis, mechutar betefillin, that tefillin is like a crown. You're crowned in tefillin. It's like a crown. So Oter Yisrael b'sifara is some crowns the Jewish people with tiferes, so therefore it fits. And then we go on. Now, yes, I know what you're about to say. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Malbim, the Aretz HaChaim. The Malbim writes, lo reisi noagim kein, I don't see anybody doing this. Right? Now again, it's kind of interesting because we usually say that the morning brachas, all those brachas are one after another. That's why usually a bracha, right, we talked about this before, starts with bracha to Hashem and ends with bracha to Hashem, unless it's a bracha smucha, unless it's a bracha that's next to another bracha. Now there's a lot of examples, but this would be a great example, right? Short brachas in as far as they start with bracha to Hashem, but they don't end with a bracha to Hashem. So you'd say they're not a classic bracha. They are because right afterwards is a bracha to, and another bracha to, right? So it's more or less like they start and end with a bracha to, even though they're separate brachas. So now again, so it'd be interesting because the Rush was stopping in between, and so again, the Malbim, the Aretz HaChaim says, I haven't seen people doing this. Rather, rakreisim medaktikim, right? Those are careful. Lemashmesh betfilin shol yad v'shol rosh b'shashem avarach brachazu, that they touch, right? The yad and the shol rosh when they say this bracha, and you see people do that, right? That's the minug, is that we don't stop and sit, put on tefillin then, but instead we touch the tefillin when we the shel yad and the shel rosh, right? That's the order he says. The shel yad and the shel rosh. Mr. Carroll was very careful. Oter Yisrael, I could still picture him.
Still do that in Ashrei too, right?
Well, that's Poseach. That's a different thing. But so that we do, and that's the minhag as far as I know. I mean, that's what I do. So if I remember. Separate issue. Okay, so let's go on to Dalit. Sarek shiyu tefillin ala b'shas kriyash mal tefillah. We learned this before, or we alluded to it before, that you have to have the tefillin on you at the time of Shema and Shemon Esrei. Now again, we'll talk about it throughout, that, you know, it used to be in the old days, people wore tefillin all day. Not too many. Rav Scheinberg did Zeichel Tzadik Baruch Hu. No. Rav Moshe didn't. But the minimum is Shemon Esrei, because Shemon Esrei is Tefillah and Shema. So Shema is the one we want to focus on, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down, I think we've discussed this before, you want to have them on a Shema. Because the Gemara says Kol Korish Kriyashma Belit Filan Hare Hu Ki Ilu Meid Edo Sheker Ba Asmo Chas V'Shalom. You're indicting yourself, Chas V'Shalom. In other words, you're saying the words, you should bind them on your arm and wear them as whatever totafos means, sign, whatever, between your eyes, and you're not doing it, right? Sort of like politicians in California, you know, like they tell you to do one thing, and they but they're not breathing, so it's okay. Right? So you're a hypocrite, right? I don't know if that means anything anymore, but it used to mean something. The worst thing is a hypocrite. Espouse one thing and you do another, like it's the worst. So that's what a Chas V'Shalom person's doing. So therefore, you have to have it on during those times. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, b'di'evid, if you said Shema without tefillin on, you're Yotze, right? So again, this comes up every once in a while. Again, usually on Shabbos, but we're not wearing tefillin then, anywho. But let's say, you know, you're diving at a minion, you know, you're somewhere and there's only one minion, they're diving light. So you're going to miss my Kriya Shema. So say Shema. Even without the tefillin, I mean, you should put on the tefillin, but maybe, you know, I don't know, whatever. So say Shema. And even though you don't have the tefillin on, but still, you know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, you're going to blow one thing, you don't have to blow two, right? You know, like, so then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, right, and that's what the Magen Avraham brings down, that somebody's saying Shema before davening, you know, for whatever, you know, because, so then he could say, in fact, I have written down that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, you don't have to put on tefillin even to do that. And he brings down that it works. It happens sometimes. In other words, we all know that there's two zmanim, right? The Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's later. So let's say you want to be machmir and you want to say like the Magen Avraham. You want to say Shema according to the Magen Avraham. But you're davening in a minyan. Maybe in the summer, you know, there's a little later minyan, and you know, so you want to daven at the later minyan. They'll make the Vilna Gaon, but they won't make the Magen Avraham. So then Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says, so you want to say, you'll say Shema, a Shema separate, right? Earlier separate from davening. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says, so that you don't have to put on tefillin. You don't have to put on tefillin for that. Because you're going to daven later and say Shema according to the Gaon. And you'll have tefillin on then.
To say all three paragraphs to be
Yotze? Yeah, you just don't have to. Well, you don't have to say the Parsha Shema in order to be Yotze Shema. So you say, Kriya Shema Al Haaretz. Mind your bull. And after, again, if you want to say any of the Parsha Shema, you could.
I was just wondering.
Oh, so you're saying just don't say the Parsha Shema. But still, you're saying Kshartan Lasayot.
Early Shema, like on page 26 or something like that.
Oh, you mean after the breakfast in the morning and then. Right, that's why that's there.
Is that so you can cover
Magen Avraham? Well, it's, or altogether, again, some people say that the reason why they put it there is in case they're going to say Shema late. But that's why we have a minhag not to say the Ve'al Havta, because we don't want to be Yotze then, because we're going to say Shema with its brachas, right? There's a whole, see, if you say it there, you're just saying it independently. There's an important inyan in halacha, preferably to say Shema with its brachas, the brachas before Shema.
So there must be a minute in your Yotze even with the first
brachas? Yeah. It's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, yeah. How much do you have to do? First paragraph until Kamei Shema Mal Aret. There's different opinions. Now then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you look towards the end, I don't know how your printing is, towards the end of the first wide line, because of a Sefer HaKharedim, that the Sefer HaKharedim writes, Demizet Nilmad, from this idea we learn. In other words, when you say something in Shema, when you say Shema, you should have your tefillin on. Why? Because you're a hypocrite, Chas V'Shalom. So the Sefer HaKharedim is going to extend that. Because also in Shema Ketshomer, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, right? Not the first line. Shema is the first line. But after, the first line is V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Should love Hashem. Yireh lahachnis avas Hashem yisbarach b'libo. You should put love of Hashem in your heart. Shol yeh kedover sheker chas v'sholom, right? Because also it's the same problem. You're saying you should love God, but not me. I don't do it. You know, so like, so again, it's the same concept. Concept is, chas v'sholom is a person being a hypocrite. Person being a hypocrite. So by we saw by Shema, should have your tefillin on, because you're talking about tefillin, so yeah, I should have tefillin on. Of course, this is a day when we wear tefillin, obviously. But so the Sefer HaChorim extends it and says, well, there's another thing in Shema. Love Hashem. So at that point, you should try to, you know, again, we talk about that a lot, Rabbi Yisrael's Shita about can we reach Avas Hashem. But again, even according to Rabbi Yisrael and Armas Sorok, means loving Hashem, you know, all the time, you know, being keeping on that level. But the Rishiva Zeichel Tzadok said that doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Yisrael, that we can never feel or experience or reach a Madrega temporarily of Avas Hashem. So we should try to do that in time of Shema. Dolo Amru Kain Ella Kesha Osa Kain excuse me. All right. Shalom Yekon Roshaka. V'dat, d'lo amru kein ela kishe osa kein b'meizit shemis atza la niak tefillin kol shema. When they talk about being a hypocrite, that's if you're lazy to put on tefillin at the time of Shema. Avo misha ain't lo tefillin, but let's say, like I said before, if somebody doesn't have tefillin, and the clock's a ticking, oh kishu baderech, you know, or you're traveling, but then again, don't forget, in those days, there was a discussion in today's Daf Yom in Mon Khan that if you're a day away from the person who was nifter, you know, so a day's travel today, you know, go around the world. No, I have to. Day's travel. Well, it depends with the time zones and everything. You know, it gets a little.
It's only 8,000 miles. So it would be much more than that.
What?
If you take a straight flight to Israel, it's 15
non-stop.
Hours.
Non-stop. Right, but
that's only one third of the way around the Earth. The Earth is 24,000 miles.
Right.
That's only 8,000.
No, but it's amazing. It's amazing. People used to, at most, be able to travel 10 miles, 11 miles, right? Walk, because most of the time you walk.
Okay.
Now, no, I think about this every once in a while because, like tomorrow, I'll be going to Burbank. I think it's like 36 miles. If I take the freeway, and Meretz Hashem, there's nothing wrong, I could do it half an hour, 40 minutes. So, you know, you think about that. You know, forget planes. Just stomp cars. The miles we could transverse, it's mamish hafladik. It's really, we don't appreciate it. It's really amazing. You know? It's really amazing. So again, that's only if you're traveling and it's cold, right? So our cars are air-conditioned, or the heat, or, I like telling the story a few years ago that they had a polar vortex in New York. It was really cold. So a chaver of mine, Rabbi Schwartz, is on his own. He runs Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva. So we were talking, and they were in the middle of that polar vortex. And I was talking to him, and I said, Chaim, could you hold on a second? So he said, I was driving in my car. So he said, okay. I said, okay, I'm back. He said, what do you have to take care of? I said, I had to turn up the air conditioning in my car. He said, if you say that one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. It was like 20 below zero, you know, whatever it was. So again, you know, like, but in those days, you know, they walked or in covered wagon or maybe not even covered wagon. It's cold this time of year. You can't put on tefillin. It's too cold. Any of these cases, you definitely don't put off Kriya Shema because of that. Right? Okay. We'll have to stop here for tonight. Yes, call everyone.